Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, let's get to it. Breaking news. A gas man told us Urban Meyer taking over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Your thoughts?
First, I want to find out from you, Chris, does this count as a minority hire because his first name is Urban?
No. No. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some people tried to, to throw that bias just to, you know,
to pacify
fudge
us.
The numbers. Right.
Exactly. All right. But I did, I'm shocked that Urban Meyer took this job, Chris.
Shocked.
I think, yes. What was the Austin Peay job not available? This is going to NFL side.
Hold on. Let me stop you. Let me stop you. Was it not just 2 years ago that you picked, I'm just keeping you honest, Rob Parker, that you picked the Jacksonville Jaguars to make the Super Bowl?
Chris, they had a unique team with an awesome defense that they no longer have. I'm telling you that a guy of Urban Meyer's stature, who has succeeded and done all the stuff that he's done in college football, shouldn't have to take this also-ran job. Bad fan support, a small market where they have to play two games internationally because they can't sell tickets, one game on Mars every year. It's just not a great football situation. They thought this was going to be Green Bay South, that you could have a small market and have people care about just their football team and pack the stadium every week. They can't do it. Chris, the NFL made a mistake with Jacksonville, and Urban Meyer made a mistake. He should be waiting for the Dallas Cowboys job after next year, or waiting for a bigger or better job. His credentials are head and shoulders above. That, you know, to me, taking the Jacksonville Jaguars job is like you're down and out, and there's nowhere else to go, and you don't want to go back to college. Why would you take this job? I know they got the first overall pick. I know Lawrence is coming. I know they got some other draft picks, and people are like, that's fine. I just don't see how you're going to win there. I really don't, Chris. And they had a chance a couple years ago and didn't get it done. I don't know if that window will be open again. Urban Meyer deserves to be a coach at one of the creme de la creme franchises and not an also-ran a doormat. And that's what the Jacksonville Jaguars franchise and situation is. I hope they paid him a gazillion dollars. And if this is just a money grab and he wants to do this, then fine. But really, he deserves better than this job.
That was cute.
Thank you.
That was nice. But you're wrong. Not surprisingly, you're wrong. This is a great job, Rob Parker. What are you talking about? I mean, that not only do they have Trevor Lawrence, so first of all, what the most important thing in the NFL is to get yourself a great quarterback. Now, nothing's a sure thing. We don't know if Trevor Lawrence is going to be great, but all the projections, the greatest coming out of college since Andrew Luck, this and that, he is phenomenal in the college level. He looks like he's going to be a great pro. He's got the arm. He's got the knowledge. He's got the athleticism. He's got the height, the size. What's not to like? He's been a winner. He looks like a leader. You know, he was one of the major voices in getting the players to play and fighting for their rights before this COVID season started. So he seems like the total package. Good character as well. So you got your quarterback, Rob. Not many teams in the NFL are bad with great quarterbacks. Now, this year, of course, you had Houston with Deshaun Watson, but they've been good generally with him. So my point is you got that. Then you got 11, count them, 11 draft picks. All right. 11 in this upcoming draft for a college guy, a guy who even in retirement has been close to the college game as an announcer. He's close to the college coaches. He's going to know these kids better than most. So that will help. Then you've got $100 million of salary cap room. That's more than any other team in the NFL. And you're in Florida. Now, you can talk about it's not the biggest market in the country.
It's number 41. It's bigger than New Orleans. Norfolk, Virginia is bigger than Jacksonville.
Jacksonville is the 13th largest city in the country. Population over 900,000. It's the biggest city in Florida. And the metro area is not huge. It's about 1.6 million.
That's why they can't sell out games there, right?
That's bigger than New Orleans. No, because
they've been horrible. Is that why they can't sell out games? No.
They've been horrible. That's why.
Chris, it's football. All you got to do is go to 8 home games a year. Good, bad, or indifferent. Stop it. Don't make any excuses for 8 football games.
Because you're wrong. New Orleans is much smaller. And when New Orleans wasn't good, they couldn't draw flies either.
Yes, they did. They went there with bags on their heads.
Yeah.
They went there with bags on their heads. They showed up.
The few people that were there.
They never moved.
Yeah,
their games.
They put bags over their heads.
They never move their games and move 2 or 3 games. Chris, the seats are covered up. This isn't 10 years ago.
Rob, you're in Jacksonville. It's Florida. Players will go there. And Urban Meyer is a hero in Florida for leading the University of Florida to 2 national championships. And the expectations, because they have been bad for the most part, won't be like you got to come in and win a Super Bowl in 3 years. I mean, this is a great look, great opportunity, great job for Urban Meyer. They're getting a new GM. He can help shape the football operations. They're doing everything new. You're wrong. This is a great opportunity.
This is a guy who just took the money grab. Is it, what is it, $12 million a year, 5 or 6
money
year
grab,
contract?
Money grab, he's getting Trevor Lawrence.
It. I get it. It's a money grab. It can't be because of the culture or the franchise.
Is
the
franchise Buffalo a better job?
Buffalo's really a better job.
Cincinnati,
yes.
Really?
Buffalo went to 4 straight Super Bowls. Chris, their organization is way better.
It don't matter. Nobody living
it don't
in the
matter.
Past like
it's
that.
It's still a better organization. You must be crazy.
Those same guys
Stop
aren't
with
around.
The Jacksonville, and this
They're
ain't Florida college football. This is a terrible NFL city. That's what it
so
is.
Wrong.
That's why
so
they move
wrong.
The games. Don't kid yourself. Come on, man. Be
That's
serious.
A wise owner.
Why do they move the
That's
games,
saying,
Chris?
If I'm not gonna make money here.
How
I'll
many
make
times
money
has
overseas.
Dallas played in
That's
played
a wise
internationally?
Owner.
How come?
Dallas?
How come? Yeah, why
You're
won't
really
they go?
You're comparing them to the Dallas Cowboys.
No, I'm asking
Cowboys
you why won't
it.
They go?
You're embarrassing yourself.
Why
it's
won't
worse
they go?
And worse.
Because they won't give up their ticket money.
You bring up Buffalo from the 80s and 90s. Then you bring a compare them to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Serious? Stop it.
I'm asking you, why haven't they gone over there? Because they're not giving up their ticket sales.
Because they're America's team.
No, that ain't
you
it.
You can't compare Dallas to the freaking Jacksonville.
Can't draw a fly.
You can't compare Cincinnati.
That's
Buffalo.
Fine. Urban
so
Meyer in
3 years
will be back on television. Go ahead. I'm telling you.
You are so wrong.
This is not going to work.
You've had some bad takes in your day, but this may take the cake.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
Has been a feisty first hour. I don't know what Rob Parker ate. I don't know if it's the sunshine today.
I had steak and steak fries for lunch that I made at home. Absolutely delicious.
I thought your diet was, when's your diet start? Monday?
Monday.
Okay. It's a wing diet, folks. If you haven't heard,
no,
you've heard of the Atkins diet.
It ain't all.
You've heard of other famous diets. Rob Parker's got the chicken wing diet.
I never heard
of a guy that goes on a diet with chicken wings.
Yeah, I can eat wings. Wings doesn't have that many carbs if you cook them right. You don't bread them. As long as they're not breaded. But whatever, so, Alex, I'm telling you. Wings are okay.
Rob, when I see you wrapping up those turkey with mayo and cheese.
Lettuce and cheese.
Cheese. It's cheese food. It's a slice of a Kraft cheese food.
It's like plastic. Yeah,
they only have one carb in them, so they're all right. I can eat those. My goal is I have to have less than 20 carbs a day. That's it. It's less than 20 carbs.
That is so low.
So you gotta understand that.
How many carbs are in wings?
Wings are like 2 or 3. That's it.
Per wing?
No. Per serving.
Really?
Yep. Go look on the back of like Buffalo Wings. The next time you're in the store, Chris, look on the back and see what the carb count is. And it'll be 2 or 3 carbs. Wings are good. Baked chicken is great. There's a lot of stuff that you don't get carbs with. A soda, with sugar is like 43 carbs. That's to tell you, like, for you to get 20 carbs a day, you will lose weight. And if you get off the fast food, the fries, the pizza, all that, I'll be down to 168. That's my goal in 4 months.
168?
168.
You're
6'4"? 6'4". I'll be 168 in 120 days.
You'll be looking like Kid Dynamite!
On a TV theme song Thursday.
Yes, that worked in well. All right, let's get to it, Rob. We know about the big trade yesterday. Brooklyn packed with superstars. Kevin Durant, James Harden now coming from Houston, and Kyrie Irving. And I want to run this quote by you. Jay Williams, who does a really good job on ESPN as a commentator and all that. Here's something he said that I gotta say I think was outlandish. I'm going to read it. Or do we have it? We have sound. Here it is.
If there's anything that should grab Kyrie Irving's attention, it is this trade. This trio is better than the trio that I saw when Kevin Durant went to Golden State, and that's with Klay Thompson, and that's with Stephen Curry.
Wow.
It's better than the trio that I saw with LeBron James and D-Wade and Chris Bosh in Miami. Mm. People are going to ask questions about how do you make it work. Here's how you make it work. Kyrie Irving, move off the ball. James Harden, you are on the ball. James Harden averaged around 10 assists per game. If you watched the game last night against the Knicks, Kevin Durant doesn't need the ball in his hands. I think they might be the best assembled in the history of the league.
Jay Williams, stop it! I mean, can we slow down? I'm going to gather myself, Rob. You go ahead.
No, you go.
Unless you want me to hit this?
This is your fight. Go ahead, because I'm with Jay Williams.
Oh, really? Wait. Best trio ever assembled.
But that's not, he's not talking about like the best three who have gone on to win multiple championships.
Right, I agree.
He's That's not what he's talking about. So I'm not even going to try. Because you're not better than Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman or whatever. So because
even
those guys.
Magic, all, Kareem, and James Worthy.
Right. You're who won championships.
Do we agree he's saying these are the three best individual players ever put together?
On one team. I think that's what he's
saying. In their prime. Yeah. And you're right. And they're in their prime. Because Kareem, it would undoubtedly be Magic, Kareem, and Worthy. Even though Worthy wasn't at their level, he was a Hall of Famer and top 50 player. If Kareem was in his prime, you know, for the bulk of that run,
then it would be
it
different.
Wouldn't even
right.
be a question.
It wouldn't be a question. But, absolutely. Right. But he wasn't. And I'm just gonna say this and then I want you to go. I get what he's saying. You know, Kevin Durant has beaten LeBron James twice in the NBA Finals, right? Kyrie made one of the biggest, Chris, you call it the biggest shot, either that or the Ray Allen shot history. Am I right? You call it that. He made a championship.
No doubt. And he's the best ball handler in NBA.
And finisher we've ever seen for a guard, right, at the rim.
One of them for sure. One of the best for sure.
And Harden has done stuff that nobody in this league has done as far as averaging points since Michael Jordan 25 years ago, Chris. I mean, so I get the magnitude of these guys in their prime. Nobody's done. They could run this for the next 3 years, maybe win two or three championships if it all works, if they're all healthy, if they understand how to coexist. So I get what the potential is limitless. It would be very difficult to beat these three guys if they play to their capability. Go ahead.
But as you – okay. I like this, you know, I mean, I think they got great potential too. I mean, nobody in their right mind doesn't think they have potential. We are obviously concerned about the fit. But I get you. I'm not saying they're going to be the most accomplished trio ever, right? We're not saying they're going to win the most championships of a trio ever. None of that. We are saying the three best individual players, individually, to ever be put together. I'm going to give you one, two, three, four that I think are better than this group. And Magic, Kareem, and Worthy aren't one of them because, again, Kareem wasn't in his prime when they were put together. First one, Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, and Elgin Baylor. They weren't better than these three. I think Jerry West was better than James
Jerry
Harden.
West was an all-time loser and one of the all-time losers.
He
in the
got
finals.
To the finals.
Okay, I'm just
that's
Chris.
More
he didn't
James
win
Harden's
enough.
Harden's ever done. Harden. No, Harden
I get
has.
It. But see, this is the problem with where you're going. You're looking at somebody's complete career.
No, I'm not. Because when Jerry West joined Wilt Chamberlain, he had been to the finals all those times. So no, I'm not. I know I'm going exactly along the lines that Jay Williams is. Wilt Chamberlain had a championship, obviously, all his numbers. He joined the Lakers later, but they played 4 years together. Wilt, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, those three players are more legendary and I believe better than – I think Wilt's better than Kevin Durant. Jerry West better than James Harden. And Elgin Baylor, I got to put him ahead of Kyrie Irving. I'm going to go another one.
I don't think this is going to work. It's going to because I don't think that we can look at them. There's no one who is going to pick guys who are even though Chris, you're picking them in your mind.
I'm not picking them on what they're.
No,
they're,
but even though you're picking them, and that's the thing. When you put other guys who have names who have already accomplished something, it's hard to make a fair
comparison.
Well,
that's his fault, Jay Williams, for saying they're the best trio ever.
I'm just telling you.
I mean, what are we supposed to do with that, Rob? I'm not supposed to compare him to the legends?
No, but I'm just saying, but hold on, there's no way. I know what you're saying,
no,
Chris.
No, you don't, because, Rob, if I was going by what you're saying I'm going by, I would put Magic, Kareem, and Worthy in there. I would put Bird, McHale, and Parrish in there. I'm not putting those guys in there. This next one you'll see where I'm going. This next one I think will be interesting to you. Hakeem Olajuwon, Charles Barkley, and Clyde Drexler. Now, I think Olajuwon was better than Durant. I'm comparing them individually. I think Olajuwon is better than Durant. I think Barkley and Harden is a wash. You could go with either one of those guys. And I think Drexler is better than Kyrie. Try Clyde Drexler was awesome and played better defense. Was a, you know, scored a bunch, but also gave out assists, rebounded. Then I'm going to go with, and this one's a little, I'm going to say LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh as well. Because LeBron is better than Durant. D-Wade and Harden is very close. And I could say D-Wade led his team to a championship, which he did, but he did have Shaq. But that's very close. But I'm going to give Wade the nod. Chris Bosh, Kyrie, I'm going with Kyrie. So I think two out of three in that one. And then this one. And then I'm going to let you go. KD, Steph, and Klay. I think Steph individually will be ranked higher and is certainly at this point. If we just say now or when they join, he's ranked higher. He was a two-time MVP than Harden and Kyrie. And Klay is just as good as Kyrie. Klay is a tremendous shooter. He's got all the, 60 points in 29 minutes or whatever it was, and he defends. So I just named four, Rob, that I think are better individually than this Brooklyn group.
Yeah, I disagree. I just think this is an unusual, an unbelievable assembly to put together these three guys who on their own, I'm just going on, for these three guys to come together, and I'm just talking about what they've been able to do. Durant, who has beaten LeBron twice in the finals, MVP twice in the finals.
He's not better than LeBron.
But I'm just saying against LeBron, he's beaten LeBron.
Well, golly, yes.
Okay, but Chris, you evaluate on your own merit. Can I do mine?
That's so weak. You're
no,
right.
It's not.
So
everybody, you have your
finals.
Own. I have mine. And the same thing with James Harden, who's done stuff. Maybe he hasn't had the best supporting cast, the right players, and he's had some clunkers in the playoffs. I'm not giving it all off on him. But maybe with the right group, and we'll see. And then Kyrie, for whatever, I get it. All the missing time, all the injuries, all the other stuff. But, man, when he's out there against the Golden State Warriors, this guy averaged 28 points?
27? LeBron, I think both averaged 27.
Averaged 27 points. Against one of the all-time teams, and then made the shot heard around the NBA, or one of them, one of two shots heard around the NBA. So we know he can make big shots and big moments, and he has done that. I like this group. I think that the sky's the limit if they all can gel, all can make the concessions. So I'm with Jay Williams on this. I think that these three guys coming together poses a unbelievable, you put two great players together in the NBA, Chris, you're already on your way because there's only five starters and you got 40% of your team with two great players like we see with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But if you add three to the mix, it's just like, now, if you would have told me it was Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Kawhi, then I'm taking that team, okay, when they had a chance to go there. I would take that. I'm telling you, I would take that team. But these three right here together, I think it's an outstanding group of talent that can win multiple championships if everything is right. I'm putting the clause there, Chris, because it has to come together, it has to gel, and they have to do it. But I like the talent that they all bring to the table.
The interesting thing is this. We've seen, and this is why clearly we're talking about just individuals. We're not talking about how they work together and all that. Because several of the teams I mentioned didn't work that well together. I mean, West, Baylor, and Wilt never won a championship together. They won it when Elgin retired with Gail Goodrich. Right. All right, so, Olajuwon, Barkley, and Drexler never won the championship. They got to the conference finals, I believe, once. Then went out in the first round. I think. You know what I'm saying? So I am speaking individually. And, you know, even remember the great Laker team, Rob, that Detroit beat. You know, I mean, Karl Malone, yes.
They had four Hall of Famers on there.
Right. And they were older, but if you look at the year before they went to the Lakers, Malone was 20 points, 8 rebounds, and Peyton was 20 points, 8 assists. The year before, so they were still, like, really good, you know what I'm saying? Like, all-star level players. But it's tough. You're right when you say if it comes together, because you've seen
it ain't
time again.
It ain't automatic.
Yes, you can bring talent together, and it doesn't always work. So we'll see. It's going to be fun to watch.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. let's get to Deshaun Watson, Rob. And we all know that Deshaun Watson reportedly, because he hasn't come out and said anything, but reportedly, according to people too, close
but
to
but
him,
you got to admit, there's too much going on. And if he really wanted to clear the air, he could have said, none of this is true.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he could have.
I think you're
That's
right.
why there's
yeah,
something
I believe
to it.
The reports. Yeah, right. I believe the reports. But that he's unhappy. And he's unhappy with the direction of the franchise. Some of the moves that have been made, like he wanted to be consulted on the GM hire, and they hired Nick Caserio without talking to him. Now, the owner told him he would talk to him. He told Deshaun, I'm going to talk to you before we make a hire, and never
People
did.
People change their minds.
And
Things
that's
happen.
Upset. Okay, that's upset Deshaun. And he's talking, you know, at least the reports are, that he may ask for a trade. So there, obviously everybody around the NFL is talking about it, Rob. And an anonymous NFL executive is quoted as saying this in The Athletic. He thinks that Deshaun Watson, Rob, is bringing the NBA's player empowerment movement to the NFL. Here's what he says. Watson represents an example of player empowerment like we see in the NBA because he has enough money in the bank. He can say, no, you are going to do it the way I want to do it or else you do not have me. This is presuming he believes the DeAndre Hopkins trade and other moves were irrational and the GM was hired in a ridiculous way. I think that's out of the quote. So, the quote is that ends with, no, you are going to do it the way I want to do it or else you won't have me. Rob, you are not a fan of player empowerment.
No.
At least to the degree that it's happened.
Yeah, that's not.
Explain it, you know, give your thoughts.
I want to say that I'm all about free agency. You can go wherever you want. Does that mean I like it? No. So they're not breaking the law. This is their contract. They can go if the top five NBA players want to go play on the same team and they get enjoyment out of it. I can't knock it. I'm telling you, I don't like it. That doesn't mean that they don't have the right to do it. They're not doing anything illegal. In this case, I just think Deshaun Watson's energy is misplaced. Football is just a total different animal. When you're talking about moving one or two players in the NBA or what the Nets just did by trading for Harden, Chris, that changes. That's a game changer. In the NFL, there's two sides of the ball. There's 11 players. There's all kinds of other stuff. You can't tell me. And then to say he wants to be involved, you know, in the hiring of a GM and a coach, I don't see that. And if I'm an owner, I'm not interested in a player and all that. He doesn't know. If I were to quiz him right now and ask him, give me the top 10 guys out there for GM jobs, I'm sure he wouldn't have named the guy who just got the job in Detroit. I'm almost guaranteeing you that name wouldn't have come up. And that's my point, is that you can't do it unless you're well-versed. And I can't believe he knows who should be a GM and who should be a coach compared to, you know, being a quarterback. And if they want to come in and ask you, Chris, hey, what do you think of Eric Bieniemy or whatever? What have you heard around the league or whatever? And they bring in him and J.J. Watt. I respect that. That's fine. But they don't owe him that. They owe him to pay him his money to come play quarterback. And if it was really, really that important to him, he should have got it in writing. If it really was that, like, I won't re-sign here unless I can be involved. Then he had the right to be upset, if that's what it was, Chris, and it was in his contract that he was supposed to be involved. But other than that, I don't think a team owes any player the right for them to tell them what their business is and how they do their business and who they should hire. Should they get input or ask if they want to? Yes, I'm not against that. What happens if Deshaun Watson is terrible the next 2 years or the guy that he recommended to be coach is terrible or the other players say, oh, yeah, that's Deshaun Watson's boy, the new coach, because that's the guy he wanted. What about the other players you alienate? I just, it's not about Deshaun Watson not wanting to have some input, Chris. It's about, I think it's a bad road to go down in the NFL compared to the NBA. In the NBA, one or two players make a huge difference. And I could see why LeBron James or Kevin Durant would be involved in stuff like that. I do. There's only five guys on the court. Football is a different animal.
I also think, though, in NBA, only a few players are good enough for that privilege.
It only right, not gonna, everybody, like, right.
And I'm talking about there are many superstars who aren't good enough for that privilege. Like LeBron James, yes, he's proven. He's made all types of input on rosters. He's kind of built teams, let's keep it real. But they've won a championship. That's the difference. And LeBron, whether he wins the title or not, you know when you get him, you are a contender. You know that. And very few other players can say that. So if you're not going to automatically make me a contender, then your input will be somewhat limited. You won't get the input LeBron gets. I do think that this is Deshaun Watson being a young guy, watching the NBA. I do think he sees what the NBA players do. And I think he is saying, you know what? Maybe I can get a little say. Now, I think you're going too far with it. I don't think he expects to be sitting in meetings while they interview a coach or as they're deciding what coach they're going to pick or GM. I don't think that's a good position for a player to be in. Even LeBron, when he does let it be known who he wants and, you know, that he trades need to be made or something, he's not going in there with Rob Pelinka or in Cleveland sitting down with David Griffin in his office and the other executives saying, look, what do you guys think? How about this? He's not doing all that. His agent will let the team know what LeBron wants. That's it. LeBron ain't all up in there like that. And I think you shouldn't be, because players cannot be that attached to the coach. That's just not a good situation. What if, okay, if Deshaun Watson let it be known, it was reported that he wants Eric Bieniemy for coach. Look, if that's the only offer Bieniemy gets, then obviously you got to take it. But if I'm Eric Bieniemy, I don't want everybody thinking as I come in the door, as I address the team at our first practice, our first meeting, that I'm Deshaun's boy. That can't work. He's got to be able to coach. The coach has to have that respect from the players, and he can't be viewed as any one player's guy. You're right. In the NBA, it's a little different because you have fewer players, more just, impact right. for one player. Right.
Chris, but NFL, it's totally yeah. different, right?
But I think in reality, Rob, my opinion, what Deshaun wants is just run it by me. Not that I'm going to be able to veto it or whatever, but maybe ask my opinion, because I've seen you guys making bad moves. You let Jadeveon Clowney go. You know, you let DeAndre Hopkins, my best receiver, go. Like, can you just let a brother know what you're thinking? And I can at least give you my opinion. I really feel like that's what he is thinking, more so than I'm going to pick the coach. I'm going to pick the GM.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I think he'd be asinine to think he's going to go in there and pick the coach and GM.
That's what but to be that upset, oh, I'm upset that they hired a GM. You know, like, I just, okay.
The story around that.
No,
I think some of his anger is legitimized by, you know, they picked the search committee, paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for him. Nick Caserio, who they hired from the Patriots, was not even in the top five for the search committee.
Doesn't matter.
Why'd you pay the search committee that much?
Because
Rob, do you think these owners know?
No, that's
you just, think but, Kyle but, McNair but I, knows but I think, all
no,
you
no,
know,
I don't.
All these GMs
I, no, and? No, I think it's hard for people. When I remember when Matt Millen got hired in Detroit, Chris, you remember he was doing the games on Fox. Matt Millen sounded like a football god, like he invented football. I'm serious. Like he was a star. I thought he was going to replace John Madden at one point. I mean, that's how good Matt Millen was about players and all this. He wowed the Ford family, had zero experience He never worked one day in the front office. And Chris, arguably the worst general manager in the history of sports. Seriously.
He was horrible.
Like the worst.
And I remember him. You're right. Because he was on ESPN sometimes.
Am I right? And you remember?
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Matt won 4 Super Bowls as a player. He had everything, Chris. Charismatic, could talk the game, everything. And my point is, it's already hard. And then for a player to say that he wants in on the GM, maybe, Chris, on the coach, maybe, but a GM?
I think you see what I'm saying? Football at
coach,
most.
Yes.
In football at most, they run it by you. Hey, Tom, you know, we're thinking about hiring, you know, Eric Bieniemy. What do you think? You know, that's it. Don't mean you're going to be able to say yay or nay, go with him, and I'm going to take it as gospel. But I think that's about the most you can give a guy in football.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, and maybe it's over the top, Chris, what's being reported and how mad he is and this and that. I don't know. And I'm not against people having say. I just think that, is he well-versed enough to give a good enough opinion about the hiring of someone? That's all I'm saying. Does he know who the players are?
There's no way.
Right?
There's no way. I don't think there's any way he's asking for that. I think he just wants to be, like, I think he would have liked the heads up that, hey, you know, I think we're going to get rid of DeAndre. I think he'd have liked the heads up, because then he could have been, hold up, it's my best receiver. DeAndre does this, this, and that for us. If we don't have DeAndre, our running game's going to suffer. Our other receivers won't. You know, they'll get more. I think that's what he'd like. Ultimately, they're going to make the decision. But I just, again, you're right. I'm guessing. You're guessing.
We're both guessing. All right.
But I can't imagine he thinks he's going to run, you know, be hiring coaches and GMs.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!